office has been a strength for you guys really this year? What's working so well for you guys?
I think we've been very effective so far, you know. I don't know how many goals we've had, but when we have our chances, we put it in the net. Like against the U.S. team here recently, we were even in shots almost, but we got the goals and they didn't.
How much does that help confidence to be able to score that much? I think you had 21 goals in 3 games.
Obviously, that's perfect. You know, last season we opened the first 3 and we had, I think, 1. And now we opened the first 3 and we have 20-ish maybe. So, well, obviously it gives us confidence and, like, also proof of what this group can do in the future.
What do you know about this St. Cloud team? A lot different than last year.
Yeah, I don't know much. I know they had a couple that left, so they also still have. I know they still have a good group of guys and guys that can score. Good power play, good off the rush. But we'll go through over the scout here in the next couple of days.
Can you feel the intensity when you play those in-state rivalries? I mean, does it feel different?
Obviously, it's a rivalry, and that's number one, which makes the game different. And also, it's like we know we're playing a really good team, a good ranked team. And, you know, since I got here, we've been a little bit up and down against St. Cloud, so I'm really excited to get going.
What kind of lessons have you learned from those battles with the in-state schools for this year?
You know, it's you can always take away things, but I don't think there's anything different between. Doesn't really matter who you play, and I just think you can learn from every game. And this year is a new game or a new year, a new season, and a new group of guys. So we're just resetting and starting over.
This year, you're playing on the line with Vinny and Rempe. Like, what have you seen from Rems early on so far?
Obviously, as you guys can see, he's a really good shot. He knows how to score the puck. He's a little bit like me in the game. I think he's fast. He's quick. Yeah, pretty smart. I think his transition over from junior hockey has been good. Obviously, we still have a lot of things to work on as a team and as a line, but I think we have the pieces. Now we're just going to lay the puzzle here.
What have you guys been doing to kind of help him come along as a line?
Not much, actually. You just treat him as anyone else, and I think that's how he wanted to be treated. He works hard. He stays out after practice, and he makes sure that he takes care of himself. So. He makes sure he does that, and we try to help him as good as we can, and he's gonna be in the team here in no time.
Liam, I like the speed that your line has. It just looks like everybody, not only your line, but everybody is faster this year.
Yeah, I think we're going to that's probably Cal's, what do you call it, because of Cal, you know, working hard over the summer, and he's a great strength and conditioning coach, so works a lot of speed and not as much on power and stuff, so I'll give that to him. Just the fans, I would say, like going up to St. Cloud, you know, you're going to play in a packed barn, and the student section is probably going to be full in the warm up, and it's loud. You know, it's also great scoring.
What can you compare it to your home?
From my home. I can compare it to a game or rivalry we had with a team when I was 12. Just hated them, really. Wasn't good. I was nervous for weeks before that, and obviously I'm not nervous and stuff like that anymore, but it's you really want to win, and that's a comparison.
What team was that? What team were you? What team was that?
I was Stuxnet, which is a team in northern Stockholm, and they were the under in Uberg, so it was like the same district kind of, and so we were on the left side of the highway, and they were on the right side of the highway, and we're probably the best two best teams in the country, and I went to school with a couple of guys, and it was you wanted to win those games.
Bragging rights, right?
Mm-hmm.